93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. What's going on, Britt?
The man wanted in the shooting death of a three-year-old girl, 25-year-old Davon Wallace, has been arrested, ending the month-long manhunt. Wallace is facing first-degree murder charge and unlawfully avoiding prosecution. Police in Alexandria say they never found a suspect after receiving a report of a man brandishing a long gun. The threat yesterday afternoon forced nearby Maury Elementary School to be placed on a lock-in. A Georgetown University student has died, apparently of meningitis. Sophomore Andrea Ime had been hospitalized for treatment of the disease. Tests are confirming the cause of death. A man convicted of a hoax at the White House is being sentenced to time served, which was nearly a year and a half. 45-year-old Christoph Wozik parked his truck near the White House in April of last year, claiming to have a bomb. Two inmates in Virginia escaped a highway work detail yesterday afternoon alongside U.S. Route 460. The men were caught shortly after inside Walmart and taken back to police department. It's never too late to come clean. A man is pleading guilty to a Memorial Day D.C. murder in 1992. 39-year-old Lamont Terry admitted in court yesterday to shooting 27-year-old Chet Matthews to death during an attempted robbery in East Potomac Park. Under a plea agreement, he will be sentenced to 20 years in prison. And it may be too soon to say, but the World Series could be a battle of the Beltway as the Washington Nationals clinch the National League East title and the Baltimore Orioles claim their first American League East title since 1997. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.